In our ongoing series about children's books that have mattered to people throughout their lives, we asked Mary Ann Everly, a professor of classical archaeology at the University of Florida, who has been on digs in Greece, Italy, Cyprus, Spain, and Israel, and whose specialty is archaic Greek sculpture, about her favorite children's book, Jean Stratton Porter's Freckles.
I first read Freckles when I was 10 or 11, and it became my favorite book. It's the story of a one-handed Irish lad who ends up getting a job as a guard in the timberland of Indiana. So he has to patrol and make sure the timber is not taken by timber rustlers, I guess you'd call them. And it's all about his adventures. He's a city boy. He first encounters nature. He also meets a cast of wonderful characters. There is a woman with whom he falls in love called the Angel, who's the daughter of a wealthy businessman. The lumber boss is a man named McLean, who is a very upright, honest, gruff, but caring fellow. There's the evil lumber rustler, a man named Wessner, and another man named Blackjack, who's the ringleader of the lumber rustling ring. There's a woman named Bird Woman, who is a wildlife photographer. Just all kinds of incredibly wonderful characters. The story has adventure, it has romance. Freckles, in fact, turns out to be not just an ordinary one-handed Irish lad, but in fact, he's a long-lost lord, although he doesn't know this. And the story involves his coming to terms with understanding his job as a guard and learning about nature and growing as a person. He also discovers he has a wonderful singing voice and ends up having a concert career. Plus, he has to wrestle with danger and the part of the people who are trying to steal the timber. So there are all kinds of confrontations. And he has this wonderful romance with the Angel. Freckles is a singer, he's a gardener, he's brave, he's discovering himself. And the women in the story are wonderful, too. They're very plucky, take-charge women. They're not in the background in the story. And I think I really liked that as a child, to see women who were really out there doing things. It's just a story of people who are basically good-hearted people triumphing in any situation, that I guess pluck can carry you through, or being honest and upright will get you through to the end.